ABC Listen.
From Barbados to Bulgaria and Romania to Rwanda, hold on to your hadrosaurs for the greatest race of all time. Welcome to the Dino Dome! The Dome is where we pit prehistoric races head to head, but this time it's a little different. The competitors are representing their home countries. It's the Dino Dome World Cup! Racers from around the world will compete anywhere, from misty moors to gargantuan glaciers. Anything goes in the Dino Dome. I'm your host, Amanda Shalala, and let's hear it for the Dino Dome Factosaurus, Tim Richards!
A Dino Dome World Cup! Ole, 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 ole!
Let's get ready to roar!
From the early Cretaceous, as tall as a drink bottle and with wings stretching as wide as a cricket bat, she's a pint-sized predator, saying ni-hao to the glider from China, returning racer, Microraptor! From the middle Jurassic, as tall as a ukulele and with a wingspan as wide as a bathtub, it's a dome debut for this bonny lassie. Say hello to the pterosaur from Scotland, Cheoptera!
You love your flyers, Tim. Who's your pick, Mike or Keo?
Oh, well, I'm always Team Pterosaur. That'd be Keo. She's not technically a dino, but a flying reptile. Mike is a theropod, an actual dinosaur, but only the size of a crow. That teeny tiny stature could be an advantage in tight spaces.
Well, if you're Team Keo, I'll be Team Mike. Let's check where they're racing today.
Oh, it's cold. Oh, and drizzly.
I see mountains and a valley below.
And some mud.
Ooh, and a lake. Are those creatures with the long hair Highland cows?
Hairy coos. Aha! That's not a valley. It's a glen. And that's not mud. It's a bog. And that's not a lake. It's a loch.
It sounds like you're just using Scottish words to describe all those places.
Because this is Scotland. Lang mayri lomrik.
Huh?
Well, that translates to long may your chimney smoke.
I still don't get it.
It means good luck.
Right, well, our races will begin on that mountaintop before descending into the valley, I mean glen, where they'll make their way through the bog and the loch, then onto the finish line in that paddock of Highland cows.
Hairy coos.
Right, hairy coos.
On your marks.
Get set.
Flyers go!
They both leapt off the mountaintop.
Mike has four wings, one on each arm and leg, and she's more of a glider than a flappy flyer.
Keo's flapping.
Well, yes, Keo has two wings that stretch from her ankles to her fourth fingers on each hand, and she flies much more like a bat.
The Scot is ahead, and this misty drizzle doesn't seem to be bothering her either.
Cheoptera actually means mist wing, and, well, the Scottish say there's no such thing as bad weather, only bad clothes.
Our racers aren't wearing any clothes.
Right, but Keo's skin is covered in something called pycnofibres. They're a bit like little hairs, and they keep her warm.
What about Mike?
Well, she's covered in glossy feathers, also great for protection from the cold.
What about protection from lightning?
I think it might be time for an emergency landing.
Keo's coming into the glen. And Mike's right behind her.
Keo's marching towards the lock. She's on all four limbs with her wings folded up. It's the pterosaur strut.
Whoa! But check out Mike. She's running upright on two legs. She looks a bit clumsy, but pretty quick.
Yes, we call this a flap run.
I see why. She's flapping her wings and it's giving her a lift between strides, like a chicken on the loose.
Oh, they're coming up to the bog.
Oh no! Mike's charged straight into a sludgy part and she's stuck.
Yeah, her feet are definitely submerged, but her wings are still free. Flap, Mike, flap!
She's trying, Tim, but the sludge is thick. Keo, stay out of there!
Keo senses the hazard. Remember, she's on her home turf. She knows this countryside. Oh, she's preparing to launch. Watch how she leaps up from all fours.
Wow! Keo's flying over the bog. Wait, no, she's circling back around.
And flying low. Whoa!
Keo just used her claws to snatch Mike up and out of the bog.
Uh-oh.
What?
Both today's flyers are meat eaters. I don't know if I trust Keo clutching wee Mike like that.
Announcer, can we remind our competitors of the rules, please?
Attention, racers. You must not eat each other while inside the dino dome.
I'm pretty sure that neither racer understands human, but better to be safe than sorry.
Keo just dropped Mike back into the bog.
Mike drop?
Wait, why isn't Mike sinking again?
She's bouncing. What? This is what's supposed to happen in a healthy bog. They're full of spongy, decomposed plant matter called peat. Walking on it can feel a bit like a jumping castle.
Whee! Look at Mike go. She's bouncing along like a basketball.
Keo's slightly ahead as she soars through the air towards the lock.
Mike's still bog bouncing.
Keo's swooped down to the lock. She's poking her beak under the water.
Aha! She's scooped up a fish.
Now, that is allowed in the dome. Sorry, fish.
Did she just swallow it whole?
Yep, a bit like a pelican.
Hey, Mike's found a tree. I think it's an oak. But why is she climbing it? The course is back towards the lock, Mike.
She's a glider, remember? Mike's climbing up for some height so she can launch out of the tree to help with momentum through the air.
Clever. Let me count you in, Mike. Yi-er-san.
You're speaking Mandarin.
Doi.
Again, not sure that the flyers speak human.
Take off!
Hey, did you see that?
Mike leaping from the tree and gliding gracefully through the sky?
No, something in the lock.
It's Keo swooping for another fish.
No, it wasn't Keo either. There! Did you see it? Something just popped up and down in the water.
Is it the Kraken?
Not again. We know the Kraken isn't real, Amanda.
Is it the Loch Ness Monster?
All right, back to reality, please. It was probably just a... Nessie?
It is the Loch Ness Monster!
No, no, it can't be. Hang on. That's not Nessie. That's Panicker Titan.
What the haggis?
Pat, you won the first race of the knockout. You really should have left the dome.
Oh, she must be confused. There was a lake in her race too. This lock must be deep to hide a titanosaur like Pat.
Come on now, Pat. Go on, get out of here. We'll see you in round two.
Let's give Pat a clap as she exits the dome and prepares for her next match.
Yep, well done again, Pat. Now, back to this race.
Mike's back in the oak tree.
Well, Pat must have scared her.
Yee-er-san, take off!
Oh, she's gliding again.
Keo's made it to the other side of the lock. You and Scotland look set for the win, Tim.
We still have the hairy coos to contend with.
Their horns are kind of scary looking.
Oh, don't worry, they're friendly.
Now, the finish line is on the ground in the middle of the coos, so both flyers are going to have to land.
Keo's circling.
Here comes Mike.
Keo's swooping. Prepare for landing.
No, Keo!
She snatched a baby coo.
The mama coo is charging towards Keo.
Well, there's nothing the coo can do. Keo's in the air.
You better not eat that coo, Keo, even if it's technically allowed.
I would have expected this behaviour from Mike.
What? Why?
Microraptor means small thief.
No, Mike's even smaller than the baby coo. She wouldn't have been able to lift her.
Oh, phew. The coo was too heavy for Keo too. She's put her back down.
And she's okay. Now both flyers are swooping.
Oh, it's going to be neck and neck. Or should that be wing and wing as they descend for the finish line?
Watch out, coos!
Oh, Keo's collided with a coo.
Her wings are tangled in its horns.
Mike's found a gap in the herd.
It was a tight squeeze, but you were right, Tim. Mike's tiny size helped her weave through that gap in the herd of coos to cross the finish line first.
Congratulations, China, Mike and Amanda. While Keo tries to untangle herself, you keep the heed.
Keep the what?
It's Scottish for keep calm. You head down to Mike for the medal presentation while I run our domers through an action replay. Our flyers launched off the mountain through drizzle and lightning before landing in the glen, where Mike got stuck in sludge. Keo lifted her out and then dropped her on some bouncy bog before both racers launched over the lock where Panicker Titan was lurking lost. Keo tried to steal a baby coo, then got tangled in some horns, clearing the way for Mike to land among the herd and cross the finish line first.
Thanks, Tim. I'm here with Mike and the herd of hairy coos. Mike, I have your medal here. Oh.
Amanda?
The mama hairy coo took it. She probably deserves it. Keo tried to steal her baby, after all.
Bro, that's Scottish for fine.
Mike now progresses to round two of the knockout, while Keo is out. Join us next time to see who else will make it through in the global battle for the Dino Dome World Cup.
Hasty buck.
No dinosaurs were harmed in the making of Dino Dome, as they're all extinct. Therefore, all sounds were made by animals and people, including dolphins, cats, parrots, sheep, and otters. Yes, otters.
This is the ABC Kids Listen Podcast. For more awesome stories or to learn something new, go to the Kids tab of the free ABC Listen app. I 100% recommend.